All right. We'll try it again.
Thank you.
There you go. Not a bad way to start, I don't think. I'm going to turn my little light on here. There you go. Brighten things up a little bit, maybe. There you go. Put the spotlight on.
You want some tea?
I would love a cup of tea. Yeah, and a little dram. Got to have my little dram, too. So we're not doing too bad. We're up to 48 people. So let me go over here and see how... Lisa, you made it.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, guys.
Oh, no, you know what? I'll just drink this. That's all right. Yeah, just drink the coffee. So where are we? Who we got going on? We need to see who's new. Any other new people? So we have two of two. I can't tell, so...
Oh. You've got at least one more Alaskan in the room.
Yeah. All right. We didn't get to page 3 yet because we're only at 49 people. So but let's see what's going on. All right. We'll play a couple of jigs. So I was thinking, you know, not many people play this tune anymore. I don't know why. It was one of the first tunes I ever learned to play, The Irish Washerwoman. And it is actually a really great, great tune. And then the Sixpenny Money. One of my favorite tunes too. So why don't we try that? If you have to get your music together or whatever you want to get together, you can do that. And then we got a lot of people, it's interesting, people don't have their cameras on. Kathy, you made it. Hey, nice to see you.
So, hey, John.
Yeah.
I heard that the reason nobody plays Irish Washerwoman anymore is because Lawrence Welk played it out of commission.
Oh, he probably did, but it's probably one of the most, thank you, darling. Wayne, you just, timing was perfect.
That's for you, Wayne.
Sláinte, my friend.
Sláinte. Everybody knows it's been coming to the session. Every time I get together with Wayne, he gets me a bottle of Ardbeg. I'm just putting that out there just in case, you know. Not that you all wouldn't really do something like that, but I know Wayne definitely does, so. Sorry. All right, here we go. So The Irish Washerwoman, I think, has been featured on a lot of different recordings, certainly in the 40s and 50s, and probably a bunch of movies too, but...